praise the Lord. Being just a mere man, reminded that I'm a worm. I'm sorry, folks. I really am. I wish I didn't have to react the way I do. But the thing that really troubles me a whole lot is our lack of understanding. And we know what that's all about.
God bless you, Lord. Thank you, God.
Lack of understanding is the magnification of unbelief.
Amen.
Hallelujah. He did it again. Doesn't make no difference what I say. We really don't have the ability because we've hardened our hearts. We stiffen. And so therefore, we just automatically respond. You know, when you hit something that's hard, it recoils. You know that, don't you? Yes, it does. It immediately resists. And we have got ourselves in this position, in this time frame, because we have hardened our hearts.
Amen.
And stiffened our necks.
Oh, yes.
And you see how you resist that?
Amen.
You see, we're going to have to, if God will help us, but of course most of us don't think we need help.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm rich. I'm in Christ's goods.
Hallelujah.
I don't need anything.
Oh God.
Let alone God.
Lord.
We've done so much in our lifetime from our own will.
Yes, sir.
It's called will worship,
yes,
or submitting to your own will.
Yes.
Now, you see what I'm doing?
Yes.
You see, I just said something, but we're so hardened. That's what will worship is.
Yes.
That's what will worship is.
Amen.
When you submit to your own will. You see, because your will is so strong, you won't submit to that answer. Because that answer pleases, that's the will of God. God's answer is truth, Lord. And we almost have to compel ourselves to say it. Even against our own will, because our will doesn't want to acknowledge the truth, does it? Especially when it comes down to you and me.
Right.
Now, we at this place here, and I can say whether you agree with me or not, because most of you ain't going to agree with me. I was watching that this morning again. Sometimes it's almost humorous to watch the way we respond, the way we do certain things. In reference to the little commode, remember? All of a sudden, there was four or five folk need a new commode. When they really don't.
Amen.
The reason why mine was not going down was because of the design.
Yes.
Others that you have may take a little longer to go down than the one that we got because of the design, but it still goes down.
Amen.
So then you don't really need one.
Amen.
The only reason we place yours is if we could find a few that take more water.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Amen. Well, no. If yours goes down without you, then it's still working all right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Because most of the ones that years ago took 4 gallons of water to flush.
Amen.
Yeah. We still will go down though.
Amen.
Mine would not do that. Mine was designed differently. And would always fill right to the top, almost overflowing. Not because of the design.
Amen.
It Isn't that hard to understand that? So if yours is going down all right, then it still works. Now, if we have some more of those, in fact, Brother Timothy, where is Timothy at? Is he outside yet? I'd like to ask him a question. Who can name one toilet here that should be changed? One. Stands right out if anybody's ever used it. Over by the dining hall, the first booth. That one needs to be changed.
Hallelujah.
We always have trouble clogging, not going right. Well, you pretty guys should know about that one. Boy, you make me sick. Somebody says, what are you doing talking about stuff like that in the church? Because we're dealing with men, just men, so they can be made perfect. You weren't made perfect when you were just, although you were perfect when you were just. It had its perfect work, but perfection is something that's a continuing thing. I'm talking again about understanding, because for years and years now, again, you've got you folk. See, I shouldn't have to deal with you people on these subjects. I do it again because I'm trying to get others out who never heard it.
Yes.
But you've heard it.
Amen.
You've heard over and over again. And why you resist to acknowledge that what I say to you is the truth.
Yes. Yes.
And you do it by the way you react.
Yes.
Amen.
For years and years,
yes,
we never really fully explored,
yes,
understanding.
Yes.
We were just... And then you have a command like this that says, in all you're getting, are you trying to get something all the time?
Yes.
Are you in a getting position?
Yes.
Come on!
Yes.
Get a wife, get a job, get a home, get good health, get. Come on!
Yes.
Is there anybody here that has not spent a good part of your life trying to get?
Yes.
Now you think I'm trying to hurt you, huh? You've got to grasp what I'm saying. What part of your life that you live where you were not in the process of trying to get something? When you came out of mother's womb, what did you want to get? And then you want to get the nipple.
Yeah.
Then you want this. Then you want that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Our life is based on getting.
Yeah.
So the Bible says, right in the middle of it, and all you're getting now.
Yes.
It didn't even say what you were getting was necessarily wrong.
Right.
It didn't say it was wrong getting some things.
No.
But it says, in all you're getting now, get understanding.
Yes.
Or believe why you got what you got.
Amen.
Or believe why God lets you get it.
Yes. Amen.
Boy, I wish I could sit out there and listen to that guy preach.
Glory.
I believe I might get something.
Amen.
But it was in this place here, who hear me all, excuse me, shouldn't have said that, who get an opportunity to hear me always. They don't always get that opportunity, although they do get it, but they don't get it. Yeah, see, I got a scripture I want to read. It has to do with understanding. What's it been 10 years now that all at once God began to focus on certain things for sometimes almost unbearable? When he started out with sin, by having me come in this place and do what hardly any preacher or any person,
right,
hallelujah, yes,
in the history of the church up until this time was ever required of God,
Jesus,
to do it like he required me to do it.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I don't care what anybody says. No man found me out.
All right.
I was found by God.
Yes, God. Yes, God.
Oh, some of you little gods, huh? You want to say, I found you. No, you didn't. Ain't a person alive that ever caught me committing adultery.
Amen.
You might have surmised it, just like you do about you.
Amen.
No one's ever caught me in a sin except him. He caught me. How about your lies? How many people ever catch you in a lie? But he does.
Yes.
You know when you lie.
Yes.
Why don't you come on and be honest before God and stop playing games?
Yes.
Boy, that iniquity, huh? It always wants to take place of God. Now, if I go back and try to explain it to us, we just don't have the ability. We harden our hearts. In all you're getting, get understanding. And then we're trying to lead up to that. See, we dealt with sin. Then iniquity. Then we dealt with other things that God would magnify. I ride them almost like a hobby horse. Almost every time. Until it got really disgusting. For instance, iniquity. When God moved from sin, when he finally persuaded all of us, somebody said, Dave Morata said there was no sin here. Well, you know what he was doing. I do.
Amen.
But when he came down to die, he dealt with it.
Amen.
And when he died, there was no sin.
Amen.
He died without sin. You better latch on to that. You better hope you die like that.
Amen.
You better.
Amen.
You better contend for that kind of.
Yes.
He had to agonize for that.
Amen.
That didn't come easy.
No,
it didn't. But when it finally came, it came easy. Because the yoke of death that God put on Dave Morata came easy.
Amen.
The yoke of death. Look at that. Now look what I just said. Did you ever consider that a yoke? Huh? The yoke of death. You die with him. Crucified. The yoke. It's really easy. He made his dying easy. Oh yes. Yeah. Does anybody in this house? My God, remember these people that died in our midst. Anybody at all? Ain't no sense of remembering their life if you forget their death. Ain't no sense you talking about the life of Christ if you forget about his death. His hope was in his death. Did anybody know what I just said thus far? Nobody knows.
We're all trying to get some.
And then in order to get that point across, I told you how God would magnify certain things.
Yeah.
There was sin,
yeah.
Iniquity.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
And do you have to understand it?
Yeah.
Could you understand why God did that?
Yeah.
Why did Dave Morata, who was a very profound man of faith.
Oh, yes.
The man was a total failure in the flesh.
Yeah.
He never could accomplish much in the flesh. No, he couldn't.
Yeah.
No, he couldn't.
Yeah.
How about you? How are you doing in the flesh? Huh? How's your flesh doing? And so when he came down to die, he had to deal with the sins of his flesh that were still there. And Satan used them against him. So that faith that he had finally pressed through.
Hallelujah.
And he died in the faith.
Hallelujah.
And that yoke of faith that was put upon him was easy.
Yes.
It wasn't no yoke of works, but a yoke of faith.
Yes.
He said, my yoke is easy.
Yes. Hallelujah.
You know how easy Jesus died? After agonizing before he... Well, just like that. He agonized and groaned and moaned, and then all of a sudden he says, Father, Here's the oath.
Yes.
The oath.
Hallelujah.
Did he die?
Yes.
Did he die?
Yes.
He wasn't killed.
No.
He didn't take the spirit inside.
No.
He died.
Yes.
He gave up the ghost.
Yes.
The thing was hot in him.
Yes.
He gave it up.
Yes.
I wish somebody in this house would get excited about the truth. Now, when we all at once seen God begin to talk about understanding, most of us had our own understanding of what understanding meant.
Amen.
But then God zeroed it down and says, believing.
All right.
The wicked shall do wickedly. The unbeliever shall practice unbelief.
Amen.
And they won't even know that they're in unbelief.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Oh, you changed your altar. You're twisting the scriptures. You fools. And you don't hear what the Spirit of God is saying to us. I remember years and years and years ago. I don't even count the years like everybody does, but I remember when I started to preach the message, let us lay aside every weight. And then I took time to tell you what the weights were.
Amen.
I used to talk about love not the world, neither the things. And then I tell you what the things are. Then I would talk about there are certain men. Then I would say who the men are. Nobody else ever done that. Nobody would ever do it. I can go right out into the First Baptist Church and they'll preach that scripture, love not the world, neither the things in the world. Then I'll say, well, what are those things?
Amen.
And they don't know.
Amen.
Because the things that the world loves is cars,
yes,
houses,
yes,
homes,
amen,
jobs,
yes,
families.
Amen.
And God says, don't you love them?
Amen. Hallelujah. Glory.
Because love, pure love, is a pure expression of worship.
Amen.
You love those things, then you worship them.
Amen.
And you'll do anything again.
Yes.
And you have. And you did.
Yes.
Yeah, you did.
Yes.
Sure you did.
Yes.
Yeah, you.
Yes.
How many times have I quoted over the years, you can't serve God and mammon. The average so-called professing Christian in America, they don't worship or serve God.
No,
they serve mammon.
Yes.
They do anything and everything to get money and what money can buy.
Right.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
You did it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I did it in the ministry.
Amen.
I preach revivals for money.
Amen.
God still would honor me. But he let me know that that's not it.
Amen.
Glory to God. Glory to God. Bless you, Jesus.
Well, you're always trying to take credit for something. What, for opening a scripture to me?
Oh,
understanding? The wicked shall do wickedly, and the wickedness of man is great in all the world. You mean me desiring that the third cup of coffee instead of you, that's wicked? I don't believe that, you see? See, the wicked don't believe, do they? See that? Huh? When you do something wicked, you don't believe it's wicked.
That's right.
No, you don't. No, you don't. Unless the Holy Spirit comes down and says, that's wickedness. Search me, oh God, see if there be some wicked way in me. Come on! Wicked way in you? No, not in you. Repent of this thine wickedness. Well then, all at once, the Spirit of God enlightened us.
Amen.
On belief.
Yes, sir.
Repent of your unbelief.
Amen.
Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. Fight your good fight of faith. Lay hold by fighting that unbelief.
Amen.
The sin that does so without hardly any effort at all.
Amen.
Some of you should be fighting right now because you're sitting out there in unbelief.
Amen.
Some of you are sitting right there in unbelief. Well, I don't believe he has to talk to us like this. I don't think we need that kind of reproof. He needs to speak a kind word to me. I don't think he needs to be on us all like that all the time.
Thank you, Lord.
See that?
Amen.
Can you feel it?
Amen.
What is that strange feeling of your unbelief?
Amen.
A wickedness in you.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes,
amen.
I've even tried to tell you, lady, that many times when I'm praying, and I can just tell the moment I start praying, and I start trying to impose my will. And I just, that's wicked, man. I mean that. I really do that. I'll start praying, and then I'll find myself repenting.
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Father, I don't know what words to say to make these people grasp, because if they don't get the spirit of believing, they keep insisting on that spirit of unbelief. You're sitting right there. You're the spirit of unbelief telling you right now. It's telling you, I don't believe he has to act like that. I think I got to evict you all right. That's what that spirit of unbelief is
telling. Help me.
And it besets us. It makes us miss the mark.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, unbelief. I told you what it was, and I even tried to explain it to you. The sin, down through the years, I'm the only, and even here I still get fought on this. There's only one sin. For God so loved the world, that he gave his only begotten son.
Oh, yeah.
He sent his son to the world not to condemn the world because of their unbelief, but to save them from unbelief.
Amen.
He saved the world from the sin of unbelief by becoming a believable God.
Amen.
That's what he did.
Amen.
You believe in God now that you can overcome, you can be free from sin, you can be saved. So that's the sin of the world.
Amen.
The sin of unbelief. My God. I wish your leg was all right so you could shout a little bit. I'll tell you that God shows. My God. Will you please shout for him? Lord, have mercy. What I just said. My God.
Thank you, Lord.
He died for the sins of the whole world. The sins of the whole world came because of unbelief.
Hallelujah.
If they didn't believe God, they had to confess their sins. See my point?
Amen.
No, you don't.
Help me, Lord.
That unbelief that so easily beset us. Anybody been beset by unbelief? You know, missed the mark a little bit, or fell short, or had to go and groan and say, Lord, my God, help my unbelief. I was driving down the road the other day, and I was thinking about all the little situations that we could all present to each other as seemingly impossible. You know, like cleaning up your house, or getting rid of the... See how quiet you get?
Amen.
Now, somebody said, well, which one are you talking about? Which incident? Well, what about what hang-ups you got in reference to your family?
Amen.
And your circumstances?
Amen.
Huh?
Amen.
Are you people here?
Yeah.
Amen. Sure?
Amen.
Lord, help me believe it, because it seems so far off. Far off. So far away. I tell you what, saints, you're probably better off getting away from me. Because I'm going to become the most obnoxious preacher on the face of the earth. Because I'm going to insist that you believe who I am and believe who he is. I insist it to myself. And without it, without that believing, you're not making it to the kingdom.
Amen.
You're not going to do it. So you're going to fight for this fight of faith.
Hallelujah.
That's what I'm doing. The hell with you. You don't want to believe? Go ahead. I'm going to believe. I'm going to fight to believe. I'm going to say something. And when I say something that seems so unbelievable, I'm still going to believe it, brother. I'm going to do it now. That's all right. Y'all just sit there all you want to. Go ahead, you fools. If you won't make an effort to strive to enter in.
Amen.
How many times have I told you that? That seeking is no longer going to do it. Strive. Make an effort. Physical, emotional, spiritual, financial. Make an effort to lay aside. Put her back.
Glory. Glory. Glory.
Glory.
Well, you don't know what I'm going through. Is that right?
Glory.
See, I even told you, one of the weights is your family.
Yes.
Well, what's waiting me right now?
Family.
Huh? You know, I know where both my wife and daughter is. I know where they are. They're not here with me. I'm going through. If nobody will go. Ever sing that song?
Yes.
Take the whole world.
Give me Jesus.
Where you at, saints?
Hey. Hallelujah.
I started to tell you a long time ago, get the rhetoric out of it.
Yes, give me Jesus.
You know what that means? Take the whole world. Take the whole world. Take the whole world. If nobody, mama don't go with me. Daddy don't go with me. Wife don't go with me. Daughter don't go with me. Take the whole world. Nice words, huh? Nice words. How silly rubber meets the road, does it, huh? And all of a sudden. Now there's two devastating scriptures in the Bible. One I got sent to me this morning, and one we've used quite a bit. And that's the word understanding, which is believing or not believing.
Amen.
If you lack understanding, you are lacking believing.
Amen.
If you don't understand what I'm doing right now, it's because you don't believe what I'm doing is what needs to be done.
Amen.
You're questioning.
Amen.
And your faces are telling me, boy, I got a lot of questions out there. Well, bro, to say, but what about my circumstances? I mean, aren't mine just a little bit different? God's got a different thing planned for me. No, he's got one thing planned for his people. And that we go on to perfection. That we're made perfect in love. He has one intention. I know my thoughts for you. Look at how you think. I got an end in mind for you. And right now you're so far from it. So moved away from it. Lead me.
Guide me.
And make your crooked. I've even told you about that. The way is not the wrong way. This is the right way that we're walking in. But we've made it crooked. We got sidetracked. We wavered. So we have to make the crooked path. Lead me in the path of righteousness. Make it straight. How do you do that? By believing. Believe I wavered? Believe I strayed? Nah. This is the way. I believe that, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Believe it. Believe it for the saving of your soul. My God, somebody say amen. Now, the one scripture we've used a whole lot lately, over the years and lately, is after having saved them. After. You are people in this place. You are the after. You've been saved by faith. Now you're in the after. You're dealing with the after. I remember when my burden rolled away. You remember that? You're the after. After having saved you out of your dilemma. What the hell? You people are going to sit there and debate with me on the after too? We are the after. You are the after. You've been saved by grace through faith. Not by works. Now you're after that. You never told somebody I'm saved? I'm saved? And they look and say, saved from what? My sins. Yeah. Nobody. Anybody want to testify? I've been saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. I'm saved. But what would be devastated to that if our church you don't believe?
That's right.
Don't believe?
Oh, yeah.
That's a sin that you fall away. Or you fall away from believing. There is no other sacrifice. There's nothing else to believe for you to be saved.
Amen.
The only way you can be saved is to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. That's the only way you can be saved. Lord, I believe. Lord, I believe. Well, if you give me a car, Lord, I believe. Or you give me a wife, I believe. If you do what I'm telling you to do, no, when you come to God, you must first believe that He is.
Hallelujah.
Not for what He can do, but that He can do anything because He is who He is. He's the Almighty God. He's the Everlasting Father. He's the Prince of Peace. He is. He is. I serve a risen Savior. He's in the world today. That I put on the Hallelujah Choir chorus. That cut was made in the Massachusetts area in a coffee shop. It was made in a coffee shop. Everybody's sitting there, they're eating. And they had placed this group of singers throughout the area. And all of us once stood up and started to sing, Hallelujah! 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 And boy, every head went up. Then somebody moved over there, come with another part, went over there, until they had that whole thing. I played, I think, this morning again. My God!
Hallelujah!
These were people we would call non-committal. But they were committed to singing that song.
Hallelujah!
And you're not going to praise the Lord like that, even if you're a devil.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Come on, folks. Amen. And these men are servants of the Most High God. Yeah, boy, wow, what a testimony from the mouth of a devil. Huh? Hallelujah. Ah, surely they're going to say, you are the sons of God. My God. Lord, why? Those devils, they're going to say, those are the Christians. Why? Because hallelujah. You can't see what I'm saying? I've seen atheists sing that song. I've seen infidels sing that song. But there's something about that song that no matter who sings it, it's still hallelujah. Hallelujah. I wish somebody say hallelujah in this place. I've seen choirs sing it. I've heard opera sing it. Boy, there's just something about that song. The devil himself would sing and he'd be praising the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Of course, you know what hallelujah means.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Holy. Yah. You hear that, do you? I do. Because I'm in the after. I'm dealing with the after. We're all after, you know. And what are you dealing with? believing or not believing.
Amen.
Mind you, though, after they believed by very acts of self, he brought them out of Egypt. They believed it.
Amen.
Yeah, they did. They followed Moses.
Yes.
They put the blood on the doorpost.
Amen.
Come on!
Hallelujah.
They did.
Yes.
And then they soon forgot.
Amen.
They forgot.
Amen.
Huh? Yeah, what did they forget? They didn't forget. They delivered out of Egypt. They forget who the God was.
Amen.
They forgot about God, who the God was.
Amen.
Yeah, their conception of God was a stupid calf.
Right.
What's your conception of God?
Right.
Huh?
Amen.
Lord God Almighty?
Great
is our Lord.
Greatly to be praised in the city of our
afterwards. He destroyed them that believed not. What did they believe? They no longer believed that he was the God. They made another God.
Hallelujah.
They actually went as far as to say, this is the God that delivered us. Yes, sir, boy. I got that money now. That's what got me out of the world. I got that good education. That's what got me out of the world. Yes, sir, I got this knowledge, sir. That's what got me out of sin. My own ability, my own will. Wow. Boy, you shut your mouth, doesn't you, bunch of spiritual hypocrites? Until you give up on yourself, you'll never hold fast to God.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So true. Yes, Lord. Bless you.
You know why they hated Jesus.
Amen.
And you know why you hate me.
Amen.
You know why that hate rises up in your soul.
Glory.
Don't talk to me like that.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Dealing with the most rebellious people on the face of the earth. And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. For God is able to graft them in again. You see what they got to get rid of them? They can't keep abiding in unbelief.
Amen.
The sin of unbelief that does so easily beset us. I was driving down the road yesterday, like I do these last couple of days, I take off and a wayfarer, right? And the moment I do, I start to talk to God and say, my God. And then he brought a scripture to me. He said, son, and Abram staggered not at the promise of God, knowing that he was faithful. Now, you know what God told Abraham to do? Do you have any real heartfelt compensation on what God told Abraham to do? I ask you, you Peter praise, are you sitting there with your mind? He said, Abraham, he promised him a son. Then he produced a son of his own. Boy, you people are something. We are so far away from spiritual understanding. He said, Abram, take thy son.
Amen.
He was up in his 20s, you know.
Yes.
Yes.
How'd your boy do when he turned 20?
Bless you.
Took one of your sons and gave to the Lord, and he's done what you couldn't do. Couldn't hold the other one. Gave them both to the Lord. But the one wouldn't get on the altar.
Bless you, Jesus.
How many times has anybody heard me say, who made it easy for Abraham?
Isaac.
Who made it easy for God to save the world?
Jesus.
Made it easy for him. your son, your only son, Isaac. I don't want to confuse him with Ishmael. Isaac. Because that's your only son. Ishmael wasn't your only son. Ishmael was a son of the flesh. So you poor folk out here holler, Abraham, Isaac, and Ishmael, you're not of the promise.
Amen.
The promise is in Isaac, amen, not Ishmael. Amen. Plus, all you want to, you want to get saved, you better believe what I'm saying. I don't care who you are. The promise is in Isaac. Amen. The promised one, the promise is in Christ coming. Yes. If you want to get saved, you better.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, boy. Just not enjoy preaching to people of God anymore. They're not hungry. They're not thirsting. Are you really thirsting to have a right spirit?
Yes,
creating me a clean heart. I need a right spirit in me, God. I need to learn how to receive things righteously and respond righteously. I just.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Glory.
Yes.
Glory. Amen.
The story is so beautiful, you know. I've demonstrated it many times. Abram gets up in the middle of the night and walks into the room and says, Isaac, yeah, Dad, what is it? Get up, son. What do you got to do? I want you to go with me. We're going over to Mount Moriah. Oh, good.
Glory.
That's where we go to worship God, sacrifice God. Yeah, well, let's go. Come on, son, quick. I got to hasten on this. Let me go tell Mama. No, I don't want you to tell Mom what we're going to do here.
Hallelujah.
Why? Because she can be very inquisitive.
Amen.
And I don't know if I can tell her everything.
Right. Amen.
Amen. Sister Sarah Susan said, but I'm your wife. Tell me. I said, there's something I can't tell you.
Amen.
I just can't.
Amen.
There's something I can't tell some of you people.
Amen.
Because you're all wrapped up in your own self. And you understand that. Truth, Lord.
Amen.
So they get up in the middle of the night and they start heading over to Mount Moriah to get the servants with them. They got their mules and they get right to the foot of the mountain. And Abram says to his servants, y'all just stay here. You can't participate in this one.
Amen.
So they, okay. So he takes a donkey and a pack of wood on his back and come on, Isaac. And they start up the hill. And Isaac, he's looking around. Hey, Dad.
Hallelujah.
Yeah? We have the wood. We even have the little charcoal briskets here. Start the fire with. We have the wood, he said. Please, somebody say, yeah, that's the way it reads. Please, somebody. Don't be so proud of it. You guys say, amen, Brother Terry. Yeah, that's right. That's the way it reads. And just like that. Oh, you let out a word. No, I didn't let out one word. Can you picture somebody walking over, cook, and make you a nice meal and say, will you taste that for me, please? And you go, it's all right. That's it.
Delicious.
Woo.
Good.
I want to make some more, but is this okay?
Good.
Well, taste this morning. Is this all right?
Hallelujah.
Have a little refreshing drink too. How's it? Is this all right?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Eat and drink all of it. Come on. Is this all right?
Glory.
I did tell you, folk, you didn't have to come in here.
Amen.
Well, if you don't want to, just go on. Get in the curse and get out. Go on.
Oh God.
If you don't start messing, if you keep, I'm going to push you out one of these days.
Amen.
You don't deal with that. That I'm gonna push you out.
Amen.
Now you know I can do it.
Amen.
Oh no, I haven't saved you. Oh yeah. Okay, just play with me.
Amen.
This is gonna be a house of believers.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're gonna believe in God.
Glory.
We're gonna believe in the prophet.
Yeah.
We're gonna believe in one another.
Yeah.
We're gonna believe the truth.
Yeah.
We're gonna believe, holding our confidence steadfast to the end. We are gonna believe.
Yeah.
We are gonna believe. And I'm gonna lead the way, whether you like it or not.
Yeah.
I will believe.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hey. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
verse 6, husband and wife, sons and daughters, house and land. I've done all that.
Amen.
I forsake houses and lands.
Hallelujah.
I forsake wives and children, family, mine, yours.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I've done all that. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. And got a little bit more to do to perfect it. Uh-huh.
Amen.
Well, brought. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Hallelujah.
Mm-hmm.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Okay. Afterwards. 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 He destroyed them.
I believe not.
You won't believe what I just said to you? You're on your way to destruction.
Amen.
Yeah, they got up to the top of the mountain, and Isaac said, where's the sacrifice, Dad? He said, son, he said, the Lord will provide himself. Now, I still remember, Ernest Angley preaching that years ago. And how these people had preached it and missed it. What the scripture simply was saying, that he was going to provide himself.
Amen.
The Lord himself.
Glory.
He became the sacrifice.
Look,
the Lord will provide himself.
Hey.
Well, what are you? Well, you have to provide himself.
Hey.
Present yourself. From your standpoint, it would be himself.
Hey.
Himself.
Yes.
Even Christ pleased not himself.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
men pleasers. Self pleasers.
Yeah.
Pleasing men.
Yeah.
Self.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yeah.
Hey.
Hello.
Hallelujah.
That's what you do when you go to the table all the time.
True.
You please yourself.
Right.
That's what you do when you do a certain kind of work. You please yourself.
Amen.
And then I take issue with it, trying to show you what you're doing.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
Thank you, Father.
Bless you, Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And they also, if they abide not still in unbelief, shall be grafted in. Still have to believe.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We can't keep dwelling in this unbelief.
Amen.
It's coming in like a flood.
Hallelujah.
Making us not believe.
Hello.
And I'm, again, the only preacher that ever dealt with you on what that meant. Isn't that something? Not a one that can preach on that, huh? Not a one that can reiterate my words that I spoke years ago about the flood. Isn't that something? Look, I said it twice. I still, I told you that when you refer to a flood, you refer to water, basically water. And God used water. In Noah's day, he used water. He used that to typify the enemy coming in like a flood. Because that water was destruction. And the devil is a destroyer.
Amen.
So God used the water in Noah's day as a destroyer.
Amen.
And it destroyed all unbelievers.
Amen.
Saved only the believers.
That's right.
I wish somebody...
Amen.
How do you want me to recap it for you, please?
Hallelujah.
Well, what word would it take to recap this in your mind?
Amen. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus.
Then he put a rainbow in the sky.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Glory. And he promised one thing. Nobody else will tell you.
Amen.
That God put a rainbow in the sky saying, I will not use water anymore.
Right.
He's going to destroy all mankind again. All unbelievers.
Amen.
He's going to do it all. But not with water.
Amen.
Not with water.
Amen.
You understand?
Amen.
You'll use fire this time.
Amen.
But he did tell us that the enemy was going to try to confuse it with water.
Right.
He would come in like a flood.
Amen.
He said, now when you pass through that flood, it won't overflow you. Because I'm not going to allow the waters of Satan to overflow you and destroy you. And fire, we love fire. Because fire purifies.
Hallelujah.
Some through the fire, some through the flood. some through great sorrow, but all. That's good preaching, brother.
Hey, man. Good.
Preach on. Preach on.
Hey.
That was one of the first things I learned years ago as I started to preach. And the old town walked up, he said, blessed is the preacher that gets blessed at his own preaching.
Yeah.
And boy, have I got blessed at my own preaching for years and years. The blessing of the Lord has made me rich.
Glory.
I get blessed at the preaching of the Word of God.
Yes.
For God has chosen, but He must want to save me. Because
yes.
He let me hear the preacher.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Saved that that believe. And He let me preach it long enough, strong enough, until I believe it.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Wow. You know, God keeps telling you He's God, He's God, and He says it long enough and strong enough so because He believes it.
Yes.
He wants you to believe.
Yes.
He wants you to believe. I am the Lord thy God. Beside me there is no other. He believes that.
Amen.
Tell him a jealous God. He won't give my glory to another. He
Amen.
Believes that. He wants you to believe it.
Glory. Hallelujah.
So many things that we have had happen here. First of all, we watched God begin to zero in on numbers. He did that with my prison situation. We never gave numbers that much thought. And we didn't give that much thought. Until we 77 days. Just like that, pop. You forgot. You forgot. Of the times and seasons. We forget. First of August when I got out. Don't forget.
Glory.
August is coming.
Amen.
And God is very repetitious.
Yes. Amen.
Very repetitious. First day, second day, third day, fourth day, fifth day. Someone says, well, some one man sings one day above another. The other man sings every day alike. Well, they're all alike. They're all the same time period. Each one has a significant message. Upon the first day of the week, upon the seventh day of the week. And God said, you remember that little rotation?
Yes.
You remember that?
Amen.
Yeah, because when you come to the 7,000th year, you're heading to the Sabbath day. You remember that?
Hallelujah.
That's going to be different than all the other 6,000 years.
Hallelujah.
This day that's going to dawn here ain't going to be nothing like any dawning of any other day.
Hallelujah.
We got a dawning. We're going to see the Son of Righteousness.
Hallelujah.
Rise.
Hallelujah.
With healing. And this one will never set.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
All right, be to God. He's going to set it on the throne. And of his setting will be the end. There'll be no more setting.
Yeah.
I wish somebody say praise the Lord. Yeah. Ah, come on, old man. Well, you're just fantasizing. Is that right? In the city, well, they'll need no Son. When at last my earthly race is on see his smiling face, trusting in his love and grace in that city. Where in the world are you people at? Some of you don't know the song. Come on, if you know words at all, you can sing with me.
Hallelujah.
In the city where?
There is no need.
Well, you can't say the rest of the words?
Amen.
Oh, boy, we are stubborn, God. We are stubborn. God, are we stubborn? God, are we a stubborn people? They know what I want them to do. I tell them what I want them to do, and they still won't do it. How about it, huh? In the city where?
There is no sun.
When at last my
run.
I see a smiling face. Why, you're so stubborn, you won't even learn the words.
Amen.
What a beautiful song, huh?
Hallelujah.
Oh, that will be That don't sound like glory to me, Lord.
Glory.
All right. Some of you folk keep sitting on me like this. I'm telling you. You just keep doing it. This house is going to get cleaned up.
All
right. We're going to become true worshipers.
Amen.
And worshipers respond.
Amen.
When you receive something from God, you respond.
Amen.
Now, he wasn't leaping and shouting and praising God.
Amen.
He responds. You can play the sonata all you want to. When you receive this Holy Ghost, you're going to respond.
Amen.
When you receive the truth, you're going to respond.
Amen.
So, yeah, you. Yeah. And if you're not responding, that you're not receiving,
Amen.
That means you're an unbeliever.
Amen.
I don't believe God requires that. He doesn't? He doesn't require believing?
Oh, yes. Amen. Hallelujah.
Go wash in the pool of Siloam. You believe that, sir? He responded.
Amen.
Go show yourself to the priest.
Hallelujah.
They responded.
Hallelujah.
They believed.
Amen.
I wonder why he told us to do that. Well, anybody knows why he told them to do that.
Amen.
They were lepers.
Amen.
In order to get back to society, they had to go to the high priest, and he would pronounce them clean.
Amen.
So here they are, they're lepers. They say, you want to be clean? You go show yourself to the priest.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And as they went there, hey, well, we got, come on, go present yourself to the king of glory.
Amen.
Go present yourself. You know what the first thing they probably give when he got this? Shut the hell out your hands.
Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah.
Held out the hands.
Amen.
Who shall ascend into the presence of the king? He had clean hands.
Hey.
Hallelujah.
Hey.
Yeah. Whoa.
Hey.
All right.
Hey.
Yeah. Hey.
Hey.
Just that. Oh, that's ridiculous. I know. I know.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
Most probably, having caught the mysteries and the unusual work of God that took place during the past Feast of Unleavened Bread, that's the truth. Most you people did not really grasp this last week.
Amen.
Now, we like the word, they're Easter and they're pageantry, and, you know, it's just like our coming to Sabbath. We really don't fully grasp.
Amen.
The depths of this Sabbath day.
Yes,
so
yes,
vital
yes,
is it to your understanding.
Yes,
God stuck it in the commandments. Says, now you remember the
yes,
Sabbath day.
Yes,
don't forget this.
Yes,
amen.
And out of all the kicking that goes on about the commandments, that's one that, oh yeah, we got to keep the other.
Amen,
brother. And you see, the reason why sin of adultery and murder is not, because you see, he told us how to keep the Sabbath. He said, now you remember. First of all, you got to remember why it is, what it is.
Amen.
It's not done by picking up sticks or.
Amen.
Get rid of your sticks, all right?
Amen.
Or your stones this morning.
Amen.
Just get rid of them.
Just
throw them, but don't throw them at me.
Hallelujah.
How do you keep the Sabbath? And I try to tell you, it's over the years, I don't keep the Sabbath.
Yeah.
I take an issue with those things. The Sabbath keeps me.
Yeah.
I don't keep the law. The law keeps me. What do you mean the law keeps me? Well, what was the purpose of the law? The law was to give me knowledge of sin.
Right.
So if I let the law keep me in the knowledge of sin, I'll come to know I need a Savior.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
When do I need him? Yesterday, today, and forever.
Yeah.
How long am I going to need him? Until eternity I'm going to need him.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
I need him. And everything, and every thought, every deed, I need them.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I need thee.
Yes.
Oh, I need thee. Every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless
me.
I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. Wow.
Need you, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
this generation, the most rebellious. So every time I get ready to preach something like this, I gotta fight rebellion. They ain't gonna understand this, Lord.
Glory.
Well, but as a lesson he told me years ago, whether they hear or whether they forbear. And I promise you that most of you are in a forbearing stage. Yeah, you are. Yeah, well, we know he's got to say it, so we'll put up with it. But if you had to go that long, can't you cut it short? Whew, boy, you should have preached long.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some of you folk are so good at falling asleep on this service. You're just so good at it. You come in prepared for it.
Have mercy, Lord.
Glory. My Lord God.
Personal change.
My Lord. Mercy. Lord Jesus.
Awake thou that sleepest.
Yes.
Awake to righteousness.
Yes.
Somebody said, well, Brother Stair, you must feel awful good. Well, you got your antenna wrong. My antenna ain't give me no good feelings. I don't feel God at all in this place. I don't feel one bit of God. I don't feel his mercy. I don't feel his love. I don't feel his joy. If I would respond because I feel, I would not please him.
Hallelujah.
But I have joy. I have, yeah, by faith. Truly, the presence of the Lord is in this place. Ridiculous. Well, I don't want them chairs to do shouting.
Oh, hey. God.
Well, you don't know what I'm going through. I know you're going through. Maybe I don't know what you're going through, but the key word is through. How you like that for an English lesson? Even said in Spanish, you want me to. Thorough. Complete. Final. Absolute. Perfect. That's a thorough job.
Hallelujah.
Thorough. You know that word? He did a thorough thing on Calvary.
Hallelujah.
He finished the work. Thorough. Complete. Not that nothing to take nothing away from. Hallelujah. Sign my pardon. Yes, I surely know. That's a new song, bro. We never saw that before. Forgot, huh?
Glory.
Probably most haven't caught the mysterious and unusual work of God that took place during the past Feast of Unleavened Bread. April the 12th, 2012, you got on the radio and you announced that there would be no service that night and would instead replay Pastor Rice's message from earlier. But that was not what happened. Pastor Rice got up for a second time during the feast and preached a second message. At the beginning of the message, the broadcast was being overlapped with the earlier preaching of Pastor Rice while he was live that night. And one thing that was said during that overlap was, "We will see what the Lord will do." Do you understand what the brother's talking about? No, you don't. No, when I read the rest of it, then maybe you'll see it. Understand what you're shouting about? What you're saying amen to? We've been told that when we see two or something, that we should take note. We are told. We've been told. In the mouth of two. We've been told. We have been taught.
Two witnesses.
We've been told that when two is something that we should take note because it has been established by God. Behold, Pastor Rice preached a second time on April 12, 2012, which was 911 days since the proclamation of "This is the beginning of the end." It was made on October 14, 2009. Who mysteriously cut his leg before coming to the overcomer for the feast days, yet it's a sign that God is going to graft in some branches by grace. Grace. Hello, Grace. Hello, Grace.
Hallelujah.
How's the leg doing? Closing up?
Yes, sir.
Before you go back home, it's going to be closed up. I told you that.
Amen.
We're not going to send you back to grace like that.
Amen.
Ain't no way, man.
Hallelujah.
He got to lead an army out there. He can't be going down the road like that. He's already got a bunch of limpers now. These folks, most of them standing on one leg, you know. They're standing on one leg. See what they do? Don't go nowhere. Gotta make some progress here, brothers.
Hallelujah.
Gotta make some progress.
Yeah.
Can't keep going around on one leg all the time. We gotta move on. The move is on, my Lord. Hey. You're with somebody gets saved around here. Did not like to put God in their knowledge. What a sorry man I am. Pastor Rice is sitting across from me. Because after coming here for many years, I moved him to my table. He set him right across from me. And he is just he insists on being pleasant. He won't let me sit down without saying, "God bless you, prophet." And I'm feeling as miserable as all get out. He just sit there and just insist. I'm trying to be grumpy and he just insists. And he won't give me an inch. No, yeah. If I start feeling sorry for myself, you say, "It's no big deal." Yeah. So what he's sitting there the other morning at the table, he says, did you get my message about my leg? I said, "Yeah." I didn't even tell you folks about it, did I? No. The man cut his leg with a chainsaw and sent me a message. It was bad off, boy. I didn't respond. I didn't say, "God bless you. I heard you." No. Boy, isn't that cruel?
God bless you.
So he said to me, did you get your message about it? Even when he came here, I didn't make no mention of the leg. Didn't say a thing. He sat down across from me. I didn't say, "How's your leg?" Or, "How you doing?" No. And so finally he says, did you get the message about my leg? I said, "You cut it with a chainsaw." I got it. But I didn't respond. I didn't call him back. I didn't say it.
Amen.
Boy, I should have kept you away from coming here. He don't care about me. And I'm going to go all the way over there. And then when he gets here, he says, "You told me to do it." Then I said to him, I says, "Why'd you do that?"
Amen.
What kind of an answer is that?
Hallelujah.
Look at their faces there. Yeah, but isn't that cruel? I'm sitting over there, you know. I said, "Why'd you do that?" I said, "Don't do it again."
Amen.
What? Well, why are y'all acting like that? Don't do that again.
Amen.
And then I didn't let it go at that. Then I said, "You know why I did that, don't you?"
Amen.
How's your neglect?
Amen.
You just weren't watching what you were doing.
Truth,
anybody that's ever used a chainsaw should know you've got to be extremely careful with a string chainsaw.
Amen.
You've got to do it. If you neglect it just a second, it can take your head off.
Amen.
Just about took his leg off.
Amen.
You know, this man here, I sent him to Maine. I sent him to Oklahoma.
Amen.
He has followed the instructions of this prophet. It cost him his wife. His wife wouldn't go with him. Had him sell his house and help buy a piece of land. And that dude up there turned on him. Yeah. You would think by this time this guy'd get enough of me. Then I put him out there. The only black guy with a bunch of white dudes. White boy. With a black man leading, the only consolation I gave him was I gave him another black dude. And boy, he turned out to be a jewel.
Amen.
And he lost his wife, lost his children. Wow. 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 And when he came over here one time to visit us, he getting ready to go visit us. I said, I thought you came to visit us. I know you come see your mama. And I wouldn't let him go. Wow, ain't I something? I have decided to follow the prophet as he leads me into this regeneration. Now follow me, Paul said, as I follow Christ. I want to follow old Paul because he got right to the end. He said, I fought a good fight. I finished my course. I kept the faith. Hallelujah. How many times have I said that to you? It would have been worthless to say I fought a good fight, finished my course, if I hadn't kept the faith. Because it was his faith that caused him to fight a good fight and finish his course. Hallelujah. So we come this far by faith, leading on the Lord. I got looking again because, you know, I try to tell you people something, but for some reason our minds are so mazed up today. You notice how I've been trying to put other preachers on? I'm trying to shut up. I really am. I don't know what else to say. I know there's tremendous events coming here.
Amen.
At least I believe there are.
Yes. Hallelujah.
What are they? 1 hour of destruction?
Yes.
The revelation of the man of sin?
Yes.
The timing of the 3.5 years?
Yes.
The revelation of 2 witnesses?
Yes.
These are only revelation only belongs to the people of God who have the Spirit of God.
Yes.
It don't belong to anybody else.
Yes.
And if you don't have the Spirit of God, I can't reveal nothing to you. For God hath revealed it all to us by his Spirit, which he hath given us.
Yes.
He doesn't hear here, let him hear.
Yes.
I can't reveal to you this morning if you're not going to have the spirit of revelation of what God is trying to do here.
Amen.
Yes,
sir. Amen. Yes, Lord.
A lot of times you watch me stagger with this situation, but all I want God to reveal to me his will. That's all. I'm not going to fight God's will.
No.
I'm not going to do it.
Amen.
And so when I'm out there driving, I was going down a road the other day, like I did Wire Road. I was going down the road the other day. And I said, God, please talk to me. It's night season. It's so dark, so dense. Everybody want me to tell. I know what you guys do when you sit back there. I told you I know what you're doing. You want me to say some kind of a word to deal with your situation. Well, I don't have one.
Hallelujah.
There's only one word we have. The only word we have. There's only one word. Only one word. There's only one word we have. We can't get around it. Can't circumvent it. Only one word. Only one word. Wait, I say, on the Lord. Wait. Only one word. Look at that. That you're still not going to. Look at them. God, you people, what's the matter with you? You mean to tell me you didn't know the word before I said it?
Wait.
Teach me, Lord. How? To?
Wait. Thank you, Lord.
Job said, I'm going to wait till my change comes.
Hallelujah.
What kind of change were you expecting, Job? Boy, he had to have a change of heart, change of mind, change of direction.
Amen.
The Lord is my strength, huh? They that wait upon the Lord.
So we do that.
32 letters, I believe it was yesterday. 32. $7,000, almost $8,000. I'm sitting looking at that thing. My God. 32 or 38, I'm not quite. Was it 38 or 32 units? Huh? 38. Why don't you people, you, my God, divide 38, please, into $7,000. Come on, you calculators. While all of a sudden these calculators go broke.
$65 a head.
Unbelievable.
Glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. What does that mean? That means God wants me to preach.
Hallelujah.
On radio.
Glory.
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 Huh?
Glory.
It's amazing because you brothers have preached some very fine sermons. And so some folks say, well, we appreciate that sermon by Pastor Rice or by Brother Connie, but boy, Brother Terry, we sure did. I said, my God, compared to me, their presentations, their wording, they're so finessed compared to me. I'm just crude. Why would anybody prefer this? Oh, that fine. We don't turn on the radio to hear those people. We want to hear you. I said, my God, but I don't want to hear me. You both, you see, and you think I'm pumping myself up. I stand amazed at that. I stand dumbstruck at it. Me, my voice is marble and garbled. And you know that. You all testify to that. That's why you don't hear. And you've been told. The reason why you don't hear it, because you're not hearing by the Spirit. I could speak in any kind of language if you would hear what the Spirit's saying. And what the Spirit is saying in that message, no matter what word I use, even when I put you up, is that Jesus is coming. That's what it's saying. And the Spirit and the bride, the ones who are being prepared to be the bride, they're saying, come, Lord. Come, come, come. Oh, but only after we probe and prompt. I go walking down the path today, thinking about my situation, and I thought, my God, if I died today, what would that mean? That would mean nothing.
Right.
Mean nothing.
All right.
I couldn't do nothing about it, could I?
No.
I can't get my child. I have died. I wouldn't do it.
No.
You're a bunch of goofy people. I wish you'd do something about your goofy looks. This is again the second miracle that Jesus did when he was come out of Judea into Galilee. So the Father knew that it was at the same hour in the which Jesus said unto him, thy son liveth.
Hallelujah.
And himself believed.
Amen.
I wish I could. Will you please tell me how I can read that and it doesn't? The nobleman said on him, sir, come down ere my child die. And Jesus saith unto him, go that way. Thy son liveth. And the man believed the word that Jesus had spoken unto him, and he went his way. And as he was now going down, his servants met him and told him, saying, thy son liveth. Then inquired he of them the hour when he began to amend. And they said unto him, yesterday, at the seventh hour, the fever left him.
Glory.
The Father knew that it was at the same hour. That Jesus said, thy son liveth. So now he believed. Now he himself believed. Now he believed the first time he said it. But now he's a believer. Now he's a believer. Oh my God. You remember the first time you believed? Are you now a believer? I mean, come on now. now. Not.
Amen.
What a man who... I'm sorry for this kind of coming out of my mouth. I stand amazed at it.
Glory.
Well, I've read that before. You have, yeah? So have I. But what a statement, huh? This was the second miracle. Why was that identified the second one? Because Jesus starts to work miracle by saying, by speaking. Go fill the water, pass through water. That was the first one. Here's the second one. All based on, go do this. Go do that.
Yes.
Go do this.
Yes.
Go do that.
Yes.
Go do this.
Amen.
Go wash in the pool. Go show yourself to the priest. Go.
Yes.
Go and carry you to the city of Jerusalem. Go. Whatsoever he says unto you to do, do. What he's telling you, go. Go.
Hallelujah.
And do ye likewise.
Amen.
Wash the saints' feet. Do it every day.
Amen.
Whoa, the minute I go, you're going to wash your dirty feet? Yeah, you submit. You give in to his brother.
Amen.
That's washing the saints' feet.
Amen.
Amen. I dealt with that the other day.
Yeah.
And Jesus said to Peter, he said, if I wash thee not.
Amen.
Peter said, you're not going to wash my feet.
Amen.
Listen to me again, you knotheads. Listen to it, please.
Yes, Lord.
Jesus was washing in the natural Peter's feet. Literally, he was doing it.
Amen.
And Peter said, you ain't going to wash my feet. And Jesus said to him, Peter, you don't know what I am doing.
Amen.
What? What? He's washing his feet.
Amen.
Amen.
That's what you read, brother.
Hallelujah.
What's wrong with you, Lord? You crazy? Everybody can see you washing Peter's feet.
Amen.
Oh, bless you.
Boy, they're quiet again. I'm right on target. You know that. That's what he said.
Yes.
Peter said, you're not going to wash my feet.
Amen.
And Jesus said, Peter, you don't even know what I'm doing.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Do you know, folk know what I'm doing?
Hallelujah.
I'm washing your feet.
Hallelujah.
I'm washing your feet.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, I'm bowing down to the will of God.
Amen.
And washing you.
Amen.
With the word of God. I'm washing your feet.
Glory.
And Peter said, now you ain't going to wash my feet. He said, Peter, you don't know what I'm doing. So I'm going to tell you something, Peter. If I wash thee not,
Amen.
Notice now, damn it, don't do that to me.
Amen.
I'm quoting it right.
Yes.
He didn't say, if I wash not your feet. He didn't say that. He didn't say that. He didn't say it.
Hallelujah.
He went right past the foot wash and said, if I wash you not.
Yes.
If I wash you not.
Yes.
If I wash you, not your feet.
Right.
If I wash you not.
Yes,
if we don't submit one to another in the fear of the Lord.
Yes.
You're not clean, you know.
Hallelujah.
You're not clean.
Amen.
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 Hallelujah.
You poor deluded people. Well, yeah. He said, if I wash thee not.
Amen.
Why am I stumbling? Because people still don't get it. He was not talking about washing feet.
No.
He was talking about submitting. Serving one another.
Amen.
In the fear of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
If I, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, you ought to wash
one
another's feet. And if you know these things, happy are you if you know them.
Amen.
If we serve one another in the fear of the Lord, if we submit, if we yield, if we give up our own way,
Lord.
Now we're serving the Lord.
Hallelujah.
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 In the fear of God. Oh, can somebody come explain that better to me? Come on, go ahead. You want to explain it for me? Any better ideas? Come on, I'll sit and listen to you. It's so clear. So clear what I said. I just gave you a drink of water.
Hallelujah.
I just gave you a go and do likewise. Start right now. Just submit. Yield. Present. Respond. In the spirit. Rejoice in the Lord. He's spirit. I don't think God requires that. Oh, Peter got the message, didn't he? He said, Lord, I tell you what, wash me all over. And wash me.
Hallelujah.
He'll wash you whiter than snow. He'll wash you whiter than snow.
Hallelujah.
Want to get rid of that blackness inside of you?
Yes.
That darkness in your heart?
Glory.
And let him wash you. Let him let the Spirit of God move. You know, I'm not going to walk out and call unclean. I've been to the priest.
Hallelujah.
Lord rebuke you, Satan.
I'm clean through the word. I walk in it. I obey it.
Hallelujah.
I submit to it. I get convicted by it. I get instructed through it.
Hallelujah.
Can't think of any other reason. I'd be so brazen up here, huh? Ain't I brazen? You can call it brazen if you want. I'm going to call it bold. Come boldly to the throne of grace. Yes, sir. I obtain mercy. Glory be to God. And blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. So you all be merciful to me. Don't be so hard on me. I'm not being hard on you. I'm trying to get that old man in your dead, that old stubborn son inside of you, so you can obtain mercy.
Hallelujah.
You know you need mercy? Now you understand, if you can, you believe that this broadcast is being heard? Every time I say that, you look at me like I'm a weirdo. I don't expect the world to respond when I say it, because I'll even say to them, did you hear what I just said? I talked to a man the other day, and I went ahead and talked to him on the phone, and I said, you see this? And I punched up the little phone number. He started listening. He said, that's you, isn't it? I said, yeah, it's me. Look.
Hallelujah.
Look at me.
Amen.
I said, you know what's happened there? I said, I'm on the air right now. I said, in fact, I can interrupt that. You go right on right from here.
Hallelujah.
Do I interrupt you going on the air a lot of times, folks? I interrupt your little airways, don't I? Huh? I'm an interrupter. I just get in the way, don't I? Huh? Because if you're walking your own way, I'm going to get in the way.
Amen.
Now, if you're walking his way, I won't get in the way. I'll just leave the way. We'll just get away together. Hello. Now, if you're not walking the same way, and you'll know, because it's a way of righteousness.
Yeah,
it is. That's why God keeps honoring me, because I'm doing right.
Amen.
I submitted to myself. And I say, boy, is that right, God, the way you're using me? He said, I always do things right.
Amen.
I do. I was right when I told you you neglected. It was right.
Truth.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah, right.
Bless you.
Am I talking about neglecting around here?
Yes.
When we don't neglect, when we neglect something, we destroy something.
Amen.
Truth.
Amen.
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 Somebody said, how come this happened with your family? Because I neglected them a little bit. Or maybe more than I should have. Yeah, neglect. May God help me get the opportunity to make up for my neglect.
Amen.
Yeah, we neglect.
Hallelujah.
Uh-huh. We sort of take it for granted, and all of a sudden they're snared. How should we escape chastisement, scourging, if we neglect? You neglect each other in the Lord and see what happens. You see how all of a sudden you'll have a disagreement with a brother. Go ahead. Go ahead and sit there again. You got to apply yourself to this. You can't neglect. Am I my brother's keeper? I told you something about that no other preacher ever told you. I did. I don't care how you look at it.
Amen.
We never, ever believed The way the Lord had me bring it out one day, and I was dealing with Dennis back there. Am I my brother's keeper? See, we've always said, am I responsible for my brother? Yeah, you're responsible for your brother. I am responsible to keep you as my brother. I am my brother's keeper. I'm his brother. Keep your brother. Keep yourself in all diligence. He's our brother. We are our brother's keeper, or keeping him as a brother.
Hallelujah.
Treat him as a brother, the Bible says. Come on. We are our brother's keeper.
Amen.
Don't you want to keep him your elder brother?
Hallelujah.
Don't you want to keep him as your brother?
Amen.
What? Mike? They're still around? They're still? Can you say it any better than that?
Nope.
Yeah, Cain said, am I our brother's keeper? Yeah, you should have kept him as a brother.
Amen.
You killed him.
Amen.
You slew your own brother. You didn't keep him as a brother.
Amen.
Wow. What am I saying, God, if these minds can't grasp that simple explanation? Wow! You know, their heart, oh, God, this is unbelievable, God. Oh. Yeah! I've even told you the story of Cain and Abel. Told it to you.
Amen.
Why is your countenance fallen? Go do what's right. What is right? Go to your brother.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Huh? Your brother trespass against you, go to him. Tell him about it.
Amen.
He says, I'm sorry. Keep him as your brother.
Hallelujah.
Forgive him. Wow. What other explanation do you got to have to get what I'm trying to cross to you? Please tell me. We are our brother's keeper.
Amen.
God has committed us to each other. We're keepers.
Hallelujah.
We keep
righteous.
Keep yourself in the love of God. Yeah.
Hallelujah.
You know how I go out of my way to keep you as a brother? You.
Oh, bless you. Oh, yes, Lord.
Boy, they don't see God. This generation doesn't see. They just don't have the vision. Oh, what a time for it. Anytime. You know I mean it too, Lord. You know it. Anytime. This is the second miracle that Jesus did. Second miracle. God confirmed something by one or two witnesses. So what was he confirming with the second miracle? He was confirming, do what he tells you to do.
Amen.
Go, fill the water pots with water.
Amen.
Mother said, whatever he tells you to do now,
amen,
do it.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Whatever that prophet up there tells you to do, do it.
Amen.
Rejoice.
Amen.
Praise the Lord with a loud voice.
Hallelujah.
Do it.
Hallelujah.
Fill that water pot full of spirit.
Amen.
Do it.
Glory.
Oh, fill me now. No, you'll get filled.
Amen.
How do you get filled? I just drink that word.
Amen.
Get in sight. You come up short on what to say when you praise the Lord. Book will tell you. The word will tell you.
Amen.
Word will tell you. Praise ye the Lord.
His mercy endureth forever.
The word will tell you.
Praise the Lord. His mercy endureth forever. Praise the Lord.
Book will tell you.
His mercy endureth forever.
He'll tell you.
He is Lord.
Angels around the throne. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Book will tell you. Book will tell you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
And he came to the grave and he cried with a loud yell so loud, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Glory.
Go raise the dead.
Glory.
Hey, you dead folk.
Yeah.
Praise the Lord.
Glory.
Do I have to? Why don't you want to?
Glory.
What's wrong with your want to?
Glory.
Second miracle. Second miracle. After this, there was a feast of the Jews. And Jesus went up to Jerusalem. You know, the Bible speaks of a great feast that's coming in Jerusalem. The birds are going to eat the bones. There's a feast coming. There's a feast coming to Jerusalem. Very soon. Oh, what a feast. Mm-hmm. And every foul spirit.
Thank God.
Every unclean beast. Wow, are they going to bite and devour? Jerusalem is... This one is going to be destroyed.
Amen.
There's a new one coming.
Hallelujah!
He got to remove this one out of its place.
Right.
These apostate Jews and Israel are going to be removed.
Amen.
There's a new one coming.
Yes.
God's going to make all things new. Hallelujah! Ah, yeah. Streets of gold, you ain't seen them yet.
Thank you, Lord.
Boy, you know what? In that city where Jesus comes, there'll be no bathrooms, no commodes, no septic systems. Wow. Nothing that stinks or defiles.
Hallelujah.
Wow. Who can believe such a thing?
Mama.
There is a river of life. Pure water.
Thank you.
To walk and the light to see. Open prison doors and the captives free. I know you're alive, flowing out of me.
Oh, yes.
In my soul, bring up the well. And take me home, bring up the well. And give to me.
There is at Jerusalem, beginning at Jerusalem, by the sheep market, a pool, which is called a R&R satellite. You know, I wish I could find a way to say these things and you folk would catch it right away. Many times when I'm talking to people out there in the world, I'll go right back to one little statement. Jesus said, go ye therefore, and preach and teach all nations.
Amen.
The Great Commission.
Yes.
And the Bible said it. And they were all endued with power on high.
Hallelujah.
And they went everywhere, beginning.
Yes.
Beginning. Beginning.
Yes.
Beginning.
Yes.
Beginning.
Hallelujah.
Well, this thing is going to not only begin of the end at Jerusalem, but it's going to end the beginning at Jerusalem.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Two witnesses are going to be there.
Hallelujah.
As they bring it to an end.
Yes.
And my God, I don't know what. You know what those guys are going to do? They're going to die and they're going to be lifted up.
Yes.
And every eye is going to look up.
Yes.
The righteous and the evil. And every eye is going to see him because they're going to point up and say, there he is.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Wow.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Boy, I can almost see it.
Yes.
Can you imagine that? Get the account of that, please, in Revelation for me, please.
Bless you.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you.
Now, they're all sitting there saying, is there really an account of it?
Oh, yeah.
Does it really read something like that in the Bible?
Yes, sir.
I read the Bible. I know what it says. And all I do is recall one little incident there, and some of you are saying, is it really there? Would you like to hear it?
Hallelujah.
Huh? The Bible says they killed these two guys, and they laid in the streets of Jerusalem.
Amen.
You hear me?
Amen.
You got it? Get your microphone. Are y'all ready to listen now? I'm sorry, I kept it too long, huh? Drinking too much water, right? Read.
When they shall have finished their testimony.
And when they shall have finished.
Amen.
Finished.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
finished.
Their testimony.
You got it?
The beast that ascendeth out of the bottomless pit shall make war against them, and shall overcome them, and kill them. And their dead bodies shall lie in the street of the great city, which spiritually is called Sodom and Egypt, where also our Lord was crucified.
That's Jerusalem.
Amen.
And they of the people and kindreds and tongues and nations shall see their dead bodies.
What? How in the world? What are you talking about, John? How are the people, every nation, kindred, and tongue going to see this? How are they going to see it? What in heaven? How many times have I overemphasized that? And when you see, 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 when you see. Book at a time when it's absolutely humanly impossible for anybody to see.
Amen.
With technology? Bangle! I could take you now. If I had a screen up here, thing, I could show you Jerusalem.
Amen.
Right now. What's going on right now?
Hallelujah.
What a profound this, huh? Did John know about this? No. He just knew the one who knew about it.
Amen.
John is writing, please.
Amen.
A revelation.
Yes.
Read again for me, please.
And they of the people.
And they of the people.
And kindreds.
And kindred.
And tongues.
And tongues.
And nations.
And nations.
Shall see.
Anywhere in the world.
Amen.
Everywhere in the world.
Amen.
Will
Hallelujah.
See.
Shall see. Their dead bodies 3 days and a half.
Amen.
And shall not suffer their dead bodies to be put in graves.
Amen.
And they that dwell upon the earth shall rejoice
the
over
earth?
Them.
The whole earth?
Yes. Amen.
And make merry, and shall send gifts one to another, because these two prophets tormented them that dwelt on the earth.
Which side are you going to be on when this prophet who tormented you? Don't I torment you, huh?
Thank you, Jesus.
I torment. Art thou he that troubleth Israel? You open your mouth and I get tormented.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, God.
Come on, church. Stop your wiggling. You look like you're tormented.
Amen.
Yeah. Man said to me the other day, said, Brother Darry, you preach the truth.
Yep.
They're going to hate you. There's just no way to get around it.
That's
they're just going to do it.
That's
and that's when you hate me.
Amen.
Especially when I say the truth about you.
Amen.
Then that hate comes up.
Amen.
Because you don't love the truth. If you love the truth, I can say anything about you. You rejoice in it.
Amen.
You rejoice in it. Not right to take children, dog, and give them to a dog. Yes, truth, Lord. You see, you rejoice in that. Yes, sir. But the point I want to get across is that event is going to take place very soon. And we got all the technology in place.
Amen.
Man, I'll tell you, I don't know how to get people or minds to expand to this. I guess that's the reason why they take drugs out there, so their mind expands. Because
right.
The happenings of today are more than this little peanut brain mind can handle.
Right.
And that's what the Holy Ghost, he wants to expand your mind.
Amen.
He wants you to get that mind of Christ that's expanded. Hallelujah. So you can see like he sees it, hear like he hears.
Amen.
Or don't you know you see with your brain and hear with your brain? Now somebody going to question me on that too. That's how you see.
Yes.
With the brain. With the ears. With the brain.
Amen.
It is a master computer.
Amen.
Do you know how many thoughts goes through your mind in a day? When the enemy comes in like a flood, where do you come in at?
Mind.
That mind. Wow. I was laying in bed last night, and I forget what I was trying to analyze.
Yeah.
Oh, I was analyzing this Mary who was trying to threaten me with all the junk. I sort of analyzed it as a defense. And when I got out, I said, Monica, what are you doing? What are you doing? The woman's a liar. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She called this morning. I had to laugh at her. She called this morning. She says, who was walking around in there with you when you was on here talking this morning? Mary! His name is Jesus!
Glory.
I'm the one who walks with me! Hallelujah! Hey, who walks with you, RG? Jesus! And I walk with him! We are walkers together! Hallelujah! Glory! Praise the Lord!
Hallelujah!
Yes, Jesus.
Y'all look at some of you. Boy, some of you people, you're so full of yourself that you're just not hungry.
Hallelujah.
Walk with me, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Walk with me.
Yes, Lord.
You better hold my hand, Lord, because if I hold your hand, I let loose and I fall too much. But Jesus, hold my hand.
Yes.
Lift me up.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Woo! Yes. Read some more, brother.
And after 3 days and a half, the Spirit of life from God entered into them.
Glory.
And they stood upon their feet. And great fear fell upon them that saw them. And I heard a great voice from heaven saying unto them, Come up hither. And they ascended up to heaven in a cloud. And their enemies beheld them.
Now, the bunch of nonsense. They did not go into the third heaven. I will go through that again with you, peanut brains. There are three heavens. By the mouth of two or three witnesses, does God establish anything?
Amen.
So he establishes there are three heavens. So he establishes there's a heaven.
Amen.
Two or three.
Amen.
You see the first one? Now they're seeing the second one. And the one who's been the third one is going to come back and let us see the third one. He goes, Steph, I'm going to heaven. I'm going there when Jesus comes. I'm going to heaven. And heaven's coming to me. That's how I'm going to go to heaven. I say that because it's nonsense to believe that these people went up into the heavens.
Amen.
They went up into the heaven.
Yes.
The first heaven. The one you can
right.
see.
Amen.
You shall see him. And he went up into heaven.
Yes,
you shall see him as he went.
Amen.
He went up into the first heaven.
Yes.
And then the heavens received them, or the clouds received him out of their sight.
Yes.
He's coming back into the first heaven, and the clouds are going to reveal him
Amen.
In their sight.
Amen.
My God. Wow.
Amen.
And he's going to have two witnesses saying, look up.
Hallelujah.
Every eye will see him, even those that mocked him.
Sure.
Even those that jeered him.
Yes.
And you and I, we see him.
Yes, we do.
Woo! Hallelujah. What are you going to do? When you see these things begin to come to pass, look up. Look up. So God's going to have somebody witnessing you. It's time to look up. Look up. Look up. Look up. Look up.
Look up.
Oh, my family's coming to see me. I get excited. My children come to see me. I get excited. Hey, Jesus, come and see
me. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Unto them that look for him. Unto them that look for him. Unto them that look for him. He shall appear.
Second time.
Are you looking for Jesus?
Amen.
Are you looking at your brother?
Hallelujah.
Are you looking for Jesus?
Hallelujah.
Huh? Hallelujah.
Well, he wouldn't talk like you. When he looks at me, he says, you neglected this, and you failed over there.
Yeah.
I thought you loved me. I do.
Amen.
Not many going to make it, folks.
Amen.
Not many. Not many going to see. Well, why are you talking such a roundabout way? Why did you take a subject or take a text or speak on something? Why do you keep talking in parables and mysterious anecdotes and strange happenings? Why just talk plain to us? I got an audience out here. Why not talk in plain? Well, the audience out here, if they have the Spirit of God, they'll hear what I'm saying, no matter what method I use. No matter what incident I use, they'll hear the undercurrent.
Sure.
Jesus coming.
Hallelujah.
This is the reason why I'm doing this. This is the reason why I talk like this. That's the reason for living. That's the reason for dying.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, Jesus coming.
Amen.
And one of these days I'll have to seal that testimony. The testimony of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Now this is the story of Well, let me read this part of it for you. I went and looked at it again today because I mentioned some time ago, and of course when I do that, a lot of folk will challenge me. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. Now I remember years ago telling you that those five porches represented five continents. Now I know there's more than five continents, but there's not more than five continents that are densely populated. And when I did that, no. You think God don't know what he's doing here? He knows where the population is. He knows where the mass of humanity is.
Amen.
And I promise you this much, whether you like it or not. If you go to the less populated continents, that might be the place God's preserving a remnant of people that never heard. Again, another thing I teach you that nobody wants to teach. Most folk don't even want to grasp it. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be, look at them. I lost them right away. This is what I'm talking about. And I've asked the question like I do. Every revelation I get, I have the Spirit of God inquire for my spirit. What is this?
Amen.
And then God speaks to me.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And then shall there be a time of trouble.
Amen.
Called Jacob's trouble.
Amen.
It's symbolized by Jacob wrestling with Esau.
Amen.
Which is the time of his trouble. He was in trouble.
Yes.
He wrestled all night long, ended up with a hip knocked out of joint. Because he was in trouble.
Amen.
He had been a deceiver, a usurper.
Yes.
And he had to keep Esau as his brother.
Amen.
He became his brother's keeper. Now how am I going to do that? Because I don't cheat on that guy. I don't lie on that guy. That was the time of Jacob's trouble. God said, go back to your hometown. Go back to your land. But my brother's back there. Nobody knows the story of Jacob. He had to flee, you know.
Right.
He wasn't doing his father's will. He was doing his mother's will.
Amen.
A religious spirit got a hold of him. He lied.
Amen.
Religious spirit makes you lie. It's a lying spirit.
Amen.
His mother preferred him over Esau. The religious spirit perverts their own kind. They have a preference. They make us seducers and liars and deceivers. Make us convinced us that we're really children of God.
Amen.
I'm giving you a profile of Jacob.
Amen.
He had to run away. Hide. Then God bless him. God, man, had two wives. Host of kids. Now he had commanded to go back to his land. And got to meet his brother Esau. Brother Colley mentioned that the other night. We're getting ready to go back to Esau. So, we're in trouble. We better wrestle with the angel.
Amen.
We might have got this inheritance unlawfully from you standpoint. We got law. God gave it to us.
Amen.
Come on, we didn't earn it.
Amen.
No, we're a bunch of usurpers and
Amen.
Deceivers and
yes.
liars and cheats.
Yes.
But God gave us the birthright.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. He gave us the right to become sons of God. And boy, we took hold of it.
Yes.
Don't despise your birthright. So what did Jacob do? Why, he did the same thing he did with his first earthly father. He said, I'm going to listen to Abraham, Isaac. That's my disadvantage, Lord. You know, brothers, I don't read the scriptures anymore like most of you folk do. And yet I remember reading them. And I'm telling you the story of Jacob and Isaac and Abraham. It's in there just like I'm telling it to you.
Amen.
And it's a shame that you folk who have read it, studied it, dissected it, got out your concordance, and you still don't recognize what I'm telling you.
Amen.
That is the story of...
Amen.
And Jacob's struggle was coming back home,
yes,
fearful of meeting his brother.
Amen.
Amen. We're in Jacob's trouble.
Amen.
We're going to meet our Jewish brother pretty soon.
Amen.
Along there. We're going to see if you... For that we restore.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Five porches. Five continents. Packed with people. In these lay a great multitude. Can't number them. Can't really tell how many there are. Oh, they say there's 7 billion. They don't know. Estimate on a calculation. But God knows exactly how many. That's amazing, isn't it?
Amen.
And he knows them that are his.
Yes.
Out of that great multitude.
Glory.
How great is our God?
How great is his name?
He's the greatest. He's for. Well, he'll roll back. Of the mighty. He said,
"He said, I'll never leave you. Put your trust in me."
Hallelujah.
I was taking a drive the other day, and all at once I heard God say to me, "What are you doing here?" I said, "You know what I'm doing here. Okay. See, all right? See what you want to see?" Yeah, well, it's like I expected. Okay. I saw it before him. Be comforted.
Hallelujah.
See, Father, we can't understand it, can we? We can't understand it. His eyes are on the sparrow.
Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Yes,
sir. Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Not one sparrow falls.
No.
Not one.
No. Not one.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen. And I know... Sing it, Sister Teresa. I heard you sing it, hon.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I sing because get happy again.
Yes.
Happy on the service of the Lord. Well, the most profound part of this story are these words. And a certain man was there which had an infirmity 38 years. And when Jesus saw him and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, "Have you been coming back in these 38 years because you want to be made whole? Is that where your determination is? Wilt thou be made whole?"
Hallelujah.
Because the only thing that stops you from being made whole is your own will.
Yeah.
You become this tabernacle and come to these grounds and worship. Have you come here to be made perfect and to learn obedience? And are you willing to be obedient?
Amen.
Wilt thou be made whole?
Yes.
Or are you still insisting on being just a part of the whole instead of being the whole? Because when you get to be whole, there's no parts anymore.
Amen.
Just one whole.
Amen.
When you see a house, you see the wall. You don't see the whole. But when you see the house, the wall will be in it.
Amen.
And we see no man but Jesus only.
Hallelujah.
I don't see you or you, because if I look at you, you ain't nothing to look at.
Amen.
But I can find Jesus in here.
Hallelujah.
Let's build a tabernacle, have our own way, and do our own thing. No, 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 no. No, 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 no.
Oh, Jesus.
Now let's get our own identity established here. No, no, no. No.
Hey.
Now that Moses and Elias disappear, and everybody see Jesus. When these two witnesses disappear, bingo, up to the sky, and we're going to see Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I want to see him. I'll be made whole.
Hallelujah.
The impotent man answered him. The impotent, the weak man. Weak. Unable to. So I have no man. When the water is troubled, to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. And Jesus said on him, just ignore it. Jesus ignored it. He said, rise. Amen. Take up thy bed and walk.
Glory.
Amen.
And 2 days later, 5 hours later, 6 months later, and immediately the man was made whole. He took up his bed and walked. And on the same day was the Sabbath. Remember the Sabbath now.
Hallelujah.
It's coming.
Amen.
We got an immediate work. Laying around this old pool. Can't even get in. Some of you folks would like to get in once you, but you have no man. Well, I tried to help you, but some of you are so heavy I can't pick you up.
Amen. Glory.
But I try to show you. What do you do? I try to tell you people, and I mean it. I don't have no more human enthusiasm of coming into this tabernacle than you do. So I got to do like Sean. I was glad when they said.
Glory.
I had to make myself glad.
Glory.
This is a press, and we're going to have to press it. May the Lord help us.
Hallelujah.
Will thou be made whole?
Yes.
Glory.
Go show yourself to the priest.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Shall we stand? Heavenly Father, as we conclude this time of fellowship together, my mind and my heart goes out. Brothers in the Philippines there.
Hallelujah.
In very serious trial. Over in England.
Hallelujah.
Everywhere I hear, Lord, I hear the cries. And when I do, I'm always reminded by the Holy Spirit how you spoke to Moses. Out of that burning bush.
Hallelujah.
Moses, I have heard the cry Hallelujah. Of my people.
Yes,
I've seen their affliction. By reason of their taskmasters. I hear the cry, Lord, of these people out here that's bound by their own flesh and their own sin. I don't want to have human pity on them because that's not going to do any good. We need that godly compassion. Oh, God. And I heard that call come from Sister Rice this morning. It was just a little curt call, but it was... I saw her name pop up my identity, and I thought, boy, that's something.
Thank you, Father.
You just bless my soul.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
I hope she's tuned in this morning. I don't know what she's doing now, but I hope this her and all these wayward ones is somehow. And let them hear what the Spirit says.
Hallelujah.
Come, you heavy laden.
Yes.
I don't have to come. Yeah, you gotta come.
Yes,
yes, come on to me. Come.
Come.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
the arise and came to Jesus. Bind the devil, Lord.
Amen.
Our adversary.
Amen.
I'm not trying to get you to bind him in the world, because I want him to have his free land in the world. I pray not for the world. Just go ahead and destroy it. Give it to you, Satan. But let God's people go. Destroy them not. In Jesus' name, Lord.
All bless you, Father.
I'm asking in your will.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Help me to believe.
Strengthen your servant.
Oh, my. Deliver us from our adversaries.
Come on.
Avenge us. Spare us, Lord. And these heathen don't rule over us. As we go through this tribulation, that we'll be free to worship you.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name. Did they got to kill the firstborn out there? Kill them. But have they got to kill, Lord, to get them to let us alone so we can worship you?
Hallelujah.
Because we must do that.
Yes.
And the Father is still seeking such to worship
God.
Him.
Yes. Yes, Lord.
When this is all done, may we bow on our knees and cry holy.
Holy.
For the Son of God. In Jesus' name I pray.
Name.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord bless you.
With great faith in the power of the resurrection and the nearness of Jesus' second coming, the Overcomer Ministry announces the passing of our dear brother, Prophet R.G. Stair, on the 3rd of April, 2021, at 11:17 p.m., Brother Stair passed away at his home in Canandaigua, South Carolina. On behalf of the saints here, we would like to thank you all for your faithful and continued support throughout these many years. Please keep us in your prayers as we move forward and seek God's direction for the Overcomer Ministry, continuing on by faith and holding fast to the precious promises of Christ's soon return. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. Maranatha.
You're listening to the international broadcast, The Overcomer, and this is the voice of the last day prophet of God.